Record.
RCA.
Mic test. Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to Counter Nothing Podcast number
2.
No. 86.
That's our birth year.
That's our birth year, 86.
Yes.
We've got official food of the month. We've got Krispy Kreme donuts, which are now getting super cold.
Are now in Canada. Oh, God.
If you ever want to know what Krispy Kreme donuts sound like.
I'm just going to blow this smell towards you guys.
Oh, man.
Because I can smell it.
It's not fresh anymore, though.
I've never had these donuts, like, the way you're supposed to have them when they're completely fresh right off the thing.
It's not bad. It's like a melt-in-your-mouth kind of thing.
Yeah. I've never had that, though.
I'm happy to do.
Because that was the reason, like, everybody went crazy for it when it
came out?
Yeah.
Well, you can just microwave it, put it in the oven.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Sit on it, fart on it, whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Still a lot of work, though.
I thought you were going to get it.
That's my sobbing tissue.
You just put the Kleenex to his eyes.
Yeah.
In sorrow.
I thought he was going to use that for his Krispy Kreme.
And then I'm like, oh, this is better on my face.
Is it smooth?
It is nice. It's good on the eyes.
Do you need that, like, the hot towel that you get from the Chinese restaurants?
Oh, yeah. The Mandarin. You know, like, here's a hot towel. Oh, thank you. Or on an airplane. They get that on the airplane, right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Is it supposed to, like, freshen you up, like, make you feel, like, awake?
It's supposed to clean your face.
And you just go to the washroom and wash your face.
Why would you go to the washroom?
Because
when they give you a towel at your table.
Yeah, everyone goes to the washroom, clean your face.
Well, no, I mean, that's an option. Not everyone wants to wash their face.
But by giving you a clean towel, just wipe your face. If everyone says, all right, go to the washroom.
What if you just steal it and just take it home and then be like...
Hey, you can do what you want.
You could steal it. It's not like they actually ask for it back.
That'd be weird.
They present you the opportunity to return it. If you don't do it, that's, like, up to you.
Oh, okay. What are we talking about? Donuts?
I don't know. You completely changed the topic by cleaning your face.
Well, you know what? Why are you focusing on me when I'm doing my thing?
Well, because you're the...
You're a special guest. Yeah.
Whatever. I've been here.
Welcome, Jude Pinto.
I've been here to Canada Nothing Podcast. I've been here before.
Dude, what do you have to say for yourself?
Not much. It's been a while, right?
Jude.
Good job.
No, you're supposed to, like, talk to you all that.
Yeah, no, that was your monologue.
I wanted you guys to just finish it.
Oh, it's never done.
Keep going. I can wait here for a couple more hours.
I'm busy eating a donut.
That's okay. You have time.
I'm the only one eating a donut.
How is it?
Oh, it's like a fucking donut.
Krispy Kreme donut. Yeah.
What is that, fresh?
It's a standard Krispy Kreme donut.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you like these more than Tim Hortons?
Fuck yeah. I like them more, but that doesn't mean I'll eat them more.
Because they're not as easy to get to.
No.
Like, Tim Hortons is
everywhere.
Because
this is too fucking fattening.
Well, yeah.
But Tim Hortons isn't?
But see, if there's more Krispy Kreme around than Tim Hortons, I'll probably go to Krispy Kreme to get my donuts instead of Tim Hortons.
But won't you just get sick of Krispy Kreme at some point and just go back to Tim Hortons?
What?
Won't you get sick of Krispy Kreme at some point and just go back to Tim Hortons?
Probably not.
Oh, but you'd probably be meaning that.
I don't eat donuts that much.
No, but at some point you'd be like, oh,
this one's closer. Why would I go to the other one?
Because they have more than donuts, man. They got coffee.
Tim Hortons?
Good coffee.
I don't drink
that
coffee.
Oh,
I don't know if that would be coffee, but ice caps are
good, yeah.
They're okay.
They're good.
Do you like their fruit smoothie things?
I do, yeah. But I only eat I have the mixed berry one.
Oh, that's a mixed berry.
I am.
Like Drew Berry?
No, like, because, you know, like a berry. Like a mixed berry.
I'm really not.
You know, like a fruity thing. Like, you know, fruit.
Oh, he's like gay or something?
Yeah,
a mixed You didn't fruit. See the hand motion.
No, but the mixed berry there, I don't get it.
Dude, you just gotta, this is improv, you just gotta keep up with it, okay?
Okay.
It doesn't have to come from anywhere.
Yeah, he's like, wait, there's no setup, that joke isn't funny. You didn't set it up properly.
I've never heard mixed berry used that way before.
Yeah, but like, even when he does hand motion, I'm not sure. I'm just kidding.
But that's what gave it away.
Did I do it wrong?
I don't know, you were like this or something? I was like...
Mixed berry.
Slam dunk, that's what it looked like.
No, it looks like a bear trying to go for mixed berries on the trees.
I didn't do it properly.
That's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. You'll get
it. But then why did she'll get it if it seemed like a bear?
Because I'm smart. I went to university. I went to two universities. Three.
Is Chang school considered university?
I'm a Ryerson student. Whatever.
Yeah, but then it's its own thing.
It's Chang School at Ryerson.
Yeah, but then wait, it's university.
Wait, Chang School?
Yeah.
What's it's that? It's their continuing education program.
What's it called, Chang School?
Because that's the name of the...
G. Raymond Chang.
I thought it was kind of racist thing because he's Asian or something.
Well, it kind of is, but on purpose.
Oh, I see.
Hey, that. You come to Chang School.
No. Is that what they say?
No. Should be all their ads.
It's when you're when you
Raymond
Chang.
Chang, just there all the time. Yeah, at Chang School, we teach you many things.
As soon as you walk into the door, he's like, what the fuck? Somebody use the washroom.
He should be the teacher in every course.
Is he an actual, like, is he actually there?
No.
Have you seen him?
I've never seen him.
Is he like, he's like Pokeroo then.
Is he like legendary?
I missed him again. Yeah, he's legendary among in that school.
Oh, wow.
You ever hear the legend
here,
of
see,
G.
Says,
Raymond Chang?
Mm-hmm. Step one, put it in the microwave. Shit. Step two, microwave for 8 seconds.
Step three,
put
enjoy.
Put it on a plate and it's steaming.
You sure? You sure it's like farting or something?
I don't know.
Step four, let it cool down. Step five, eat.
No, then you repeat.
Then it's back. You gotta.
No, then you gotta repeat step one until
if
you.
If too cold, repeat the whole process.
It's like you're doing it for like 8 hours. I don't get this. Why is this so hot?
I can never get it perfect.
Then you have to go to the actual store and just eat it from the conveyor belt. This is better. Did you see the conveyor belt shit? That oil on the floor. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. This is how you do it. That's how you do it. It's dirty everywhere. There's like a whole like powdered sugar or something on the side. It's like, what?
You gotta go all the way.
Just so everyone knows, I'm getting my second one.
I'm gonna get my first one later.
Later, like after all of them are gone.
I feel like grabbing one, but then my stomach feels so full.
From what, all the Koreans?
All the Koreans.
We ate Koreans today. that's racist.
How is that racist?
It actually is not racist.
It's not racist.
Not racist. It's just gross. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is Podcast 86.
Podcast 86, good stuff.
Yes.
Hey Jude, what's up with you? What have you been up to?
I can tell you what Jude's been up to.
There you go.
Video games?
No.
No.
Ready, Phil?
What?
Much like last year, when it happened to me and Kaylin.
Yeah.
Jude has no internet. But on purpose.
You chose that?
Kind of.
Yeah.
You got a new lifestyle?
Yeah, he's all about the internet-free zone. It's like vegan kind of style.
Digital vegan.
Yeah.
I think like Wi-Fi is bad for you because it's going to be cancer, so you like stop it right now.
All the signals, man, they're everywhere.
Exactly.
Internet just wants to be free, and you know, you guys are trying to control it.
I go out in the wild and capture it. I don't know what you guys are doing. Free reign, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're against having the internet, what's that SOPA thing that people are... Like, remember that organization that wants to, like, privatize the internet and control it and stuff? And
SOPA was one of the
Internet's
things.
Free. So if you don't have the internet, do you have a stance?
No.
All right. Political discussions.
Yeah, the Cat of Nothing. Here, only at the Cat of Nothing can you get this detailed political discussion.
See you next time on C-SPAN.
Yes. Whew, that was a really good conversation about politics, guys.
Yeah. So that's what you've been up to, Jude.
It's really deep.
So how do you spend your
explain,
time?
Explain what's going on, because I find it really funny.
It is kind of funny. Actually, it's not really funny, but...
No, it's pretty funny.
Kind of. So, like, I went from Rogers to this company called Tech Savvy.
Yeah.
And they pretty much use, like, the Rogers backbone to other stuff. So what happened is I was, like I signed up on the website because, like, first of all, I didn't want to sign up on the website because, like, the way they have their, like, fill-out form... It's kind of confusing if you live, like, in, like, a condominium home where it's, like, you know, it's a bunch of houses and then you need to put your unit and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they have a whole bunch of options. When you go to, like, type of home, it's, like, apartments, like, and all this stuff. But I couldn't find condominium. So I'm, like, it'll be just easier if I call just to avoid some kind of weird, like, you know, miscommunication with my, like, address. So then I tried to call them, like, a couple days before my internet went out. And it took, like, 2 hours to get anyone on the phone. But the time thing, I didn't even get anyone on the phone because it's like, no one's like, I'm not going to wait there for 2 hours. So
why not? Just do it.
No.
You got nothing better to do.
Took 2 hours. Like, I have the internet, so I was like, who cares? I have the internet. So anyway, so then at some point, I'm like, I don't want to call and then be on hold for another 2 hours. So I filled all this stuff online. There was some really weird wording. It's like, I can't think of it, but it's like, it's really weird. So then I filled out my information. I got a confirmation email. It's like, oh, thank you for joining our service. Since you're with, like, they were, what?
No, keep going.
Okay. He's laughing at you burping.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I know.
Asshole.
More mature, man.
God, freaking God Pokemon. I think he's the king of everyone.
I'm the king.
laughing at us because we don't have God Pokemons.
I know. I'm an ass. I'm not coming back here after this.
Yeah, seriously.
You too, Chris. We'll have our own podcast.
Yeah, okay.
Call the Ken of something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where was I? Yeah, so I got a con. Like, there's two ways you can
jar
do this.
Jar of nothing.
Yeah.
Tub of
God Pokemons.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Okay, so yeah, there are two ways I could have, like, applied, like, to get the internet. One is, like, they could come send a technician to my house and let him do it. Or they said, if you're a Rogers customer and you're switching to Tech Savvy, we can do it automatically because, you know, so, like, it's Rogers Tech Savvy. It's the same, almost the same company in a way. So I'm like, all right, I'll take the easier. I'll do the Rogers Tech Savvy and then not have the technician guy come over. So it's like, all right, you pick this option. But there's going to be a 12-day waiting period because we got to get, like, permission from Rogers to get your service over to ours.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Right? So I'm like, all right, 12 days, no big deal. So 12 days pass.
No big deal.
No big deal.
You can survive with 12 days.
12 days, come on. I just can go to sleep for 12 days. You know, whatever. Screw you guys.
In the beginning, Jude was like, oh, man, I'm getting so much more sleep without the internet. This is great.
This is great, yeah. I've been caught up on my sleep. I'm not staying up till 2 in the morning looking at porn. And then
just look at porn. You can watch porn.
Whatever. Anyway, so then... Come Monday. I'm like, Sunday night.
Get it? Monday.
Come Sunday night.
Get it?
Anyway, I'm waiting. I'm like, oh, maybe at 12 o'clock they'll turn on. 12 o'clock comes. I'm like, oh, nothing yet. Maybe if I go to bed, wake up, and it will be on. So I wake up. No internet. I call them like, so, hey, guys, I have no internet. What's up with that? They're like, oh, Rogers missed your activation. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Can I have another activation date? No, we got to send someone over now. I'm like, oh. Okay, how long is that going to take? Well, we'll give you a bunch of dates. And they gave me 22nd, 23rd, and something else.
When was this? When did you call them?
The Monday it didn't get activated.
So this Monday or last Monday?
Last Monday.
So like three weeks.
It's almost been two. At that point, it's been almost 2 weeks. Okay. Almost, right? So I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess the weekend's good. So then come last week, I call them to confirm that, hey, the technician guy is coming over. And then I'm like, so, hey, are those guys still coming over the weekend? He's like, oh, let me check for you. I'm like, okay. Then I waited. I was in, like, in a hold for another 2 hours. And then it's like, oh, just to confirm something, is this your address? And they read me the totally, like, someone else's address. So I'm like, no, that's not my address. It's like, oh, that's why I didn't get activated. I'm like, oh. Now what do I do? Let me go in and fix that for you. I'm like, okay. So they fix it. And now he's like, since the address is wrong, we have to kind of rejigger everything, you know. I'm like, okay.
Start from new.
Yeah, we have to start from scratch, you know, like you're a new customer. I'm like, okay, whatever. And it's like, okay, so now we're going to send a technician maybe on the 29th and beyond. We're not sure because, you know. We got to put a ticket into Rogers, and then Rogers got to get back to us.
It's not our fault.
You know, because
Rogers.
Because, you know, you guys gave us the wrong address. I'm like, okay, what? Okay. And then that's it. And I still have no internet until maybe the 29th. But then.
And beyond.
But today, actually, before I left for working, I got an email. I'll read it to you right now. It's a pretty funny email, too, actually.
I sent them an email.
It says, here we go. Tech Savvy, thanks you for your order. A technician will be dispatched to you activate your residential cable service on 1900-01-01 between NA. And I'm like, what does that mean? And before I left to come here, I'm like...
What do you wait, before I say, Phil, what do you think that means? 19...
What was it again?
1900-01-01 between NA. I know what NA stands for, but... Like, what kind of
date? What do you think that means?
Sounds like it's supposed to be a date.
Okay, so what, like 1900?
On the 1st
of January?
So we could have been here yesterday.
You missed us. It's your fault.
We could have been here 300 years ago, you know, a couple hundred years ago, but you missed us. So I'm like, that's kind of confusing. Let me give these guys a call. And I call them like, oh, that's just a glitch in our computer. Oh, wait, what it really means? What it really means is that we'll be there on the 29th between 11 and 6. I'm like, that's fantastic. Thanks for all your help. He's like, have a good day. I'm like, okay.
And what it really means.
It's code, man. Don't you get it?
Did we not send you the memo?
Okay, dude, what does NA mean?
Not available.
Okay. Okay.
And he's like, yeah, that must be a glitch in our calendar system.
That's a weird glitch.
So I'm not even sure if they're going to show up on Sunday, but it was pretty funny to see this.
I want to see this guy send out, like, invitations to a party. Come at 1900-01-01 between something and N.A. What it really means is Friday night at 8 o'clock.
You guys just don't get it, man. It's art, all right? It's art. I'm trying to speak here at a different level.
No, it's not only that. It's like before I joined this company, I read all the reviews, you know, just to,
yeah.
Like the cable service is fine. I mean, it's actually pretty good.
It's supposed to be one of the best.
Yeah, but their customer service is total ballsack.
Yeah.
So I've been hearing a lot. Like every time I would read like a complaint on their website, you'd always see like one of the admins or one of the like customer service people oh, we're sorry about that.
Yeah, that answer.
Yeah, please, please send us your ID so we can further investigate the situation. It's like, you say that, but you never like actually, fix these problems.
Well, I hear about TechSavvy is that when they first started, when like they weren't that big, mm-hmm. their customer service was amazing.
Oh yeah,
because they didn't have to deal with that many people. Yeah. Now that they're so huge,
they're like, not even that huge. I was looking at their consumer base; it was like 200 and something.
But they're bigger than what they were.
Oh, yeah, like everybody's sort of catching wind of them, and it's a bit cheaper than, and Rogers. They'd rather not be with Rogers and Bell and all that
that's
stuff.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. But still, though, I mean, it's like I was at a point where I was like, "What's the point of even being a new customer if you're going to be like,
yeah,
like if it's just going to be such a like a hassle just to join, right?
Yeah."
So I don't know. I mean, I figured that if they don't meet, if this doesn't happen by the day they say, I'm just gonna ask for a refund and go with like Bell or something.
Yeah. Because you have to buy your own modem, right?
Yeah, I had to buy my own modem.
And your own router, wireless thingy.
Yeah, I had to buy one wireless router too. Because the Rogers one I had before was a 2-in-1, right? It was a modem and a router.
Yeah.
So, but now it's like I had to buy their router. I mean, their modem. I had to go buy a separate router too, which is okay because I wanted to buy a new router. I think it's fun.
I think it's fun to buy routers.
It is. It's like, what has the biggest, like, you know?
Well, you can keep using the router for a long time. Like, I'm still using mine from, like, 10 years ago or something.
Really? Yeah, I know. But I like to update my shit. It's weird.
Yeah, next gen's coming, man.
Next gen's coming, man. Get all those fibers.
Yeah.
But anyway. But yeah, so I've been having no internet. So I've been playing a lot of games.
Cool.
Yeah, kind of weird, but.
All right.
Yeah, Jude
has a really fun no internet story. Not like me and Kaylin. We're just like,
I'm just sad.
Just no internet. What's the reason?
You know. Just stuff.
Complications.
Yeah. It's just hustling, you know? I wondered, though, if Kaylin had, like, the same amount of, like, trouble.
What do you mean?
Because he got tech savvy, too. So I wonder if he went through, like, all this, like, bullshit.
Since he's in an apartment, I'm sure it'll be easier. Because at least that way it's, like, they have the apartment option there. I was looking for condos. I didn't see a condo option.
Sure. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck, Jude.
I guess.
We're all rooting for you.
Yeah, seriously. Get your internet back. It's lonely without you seeing you on Steam.
Wow.
You're like the only friend I have on Steam. Phil doesn't go
on
Steam.
I don't go on Steam.
You go every once in a while.
Me? Like once every couple months.
Why?
Because I don't play anything on Steam.
Just like we said, just log in.
It's good to see someone
just
online,
so we can
man.
Check up on you, make sure you're okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, I'll log
funny
in
that,
later.
Funny that you mentioned that because you know how I'm on League of Legends a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm just signed in, right? So my cousin texts me today. He's like, "Hey, are you okay? I haven't seen you on League of Legends for a long time." I'm like, "Yeah, there's no internet." He's like, "Okay, I was worried for a second." I'm like, no, I'm good, I'm good. Yeah, I'm gonna find that.
See, man, see? I'm worried still.
So, yeah.
I'm good.
Jesus. Wow. Alright.
Yeah, see? So when, you know, Chris is kind of right. Like, you know, you got to make sure everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Just text me. Say, hey, man. I haven't seen you on Steam for a while.
I don't want to, like, invade your privacy. I just want to see that you're online. All right, that guy's.
He wants to make sure you're alive.
Yeah. I don't want to go to you and say, hey, are you all right? I just want to see that you're still there.
I'm good. Don't worry. I take care of myself.
Uh-huh. Well, when you pull a Kaylin and just not appear, well, I'm just assuming that you're okay, but no, really, you're just really sad and lying down in your bed.
And then, a couple months later, you give us, like, an email or a letter.
Yeah, fuck you, Kaylin. What? I say what you guys don't.
No,
I'm okay with
that. No, you're not.
I'm okay with this thing. It's just, like, you know, it's kind of abrupt.
All right, what's up with you, Chris?
No, what's up with you, Phil?
I got a Wii U.
Why?
Just because I wanted it.
Yeah.
No, there's games coming out over the next year that I want, so.
Like what?
Like all the games they announced at E3.
Okay, like what?
Like the Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Oh, yeah, Mario Kart in the 3DS.
Bayonetta 2.
What? That Bayonetta 2 is not until next year.
I know. I said within the next year.
Oh, okay.
It's still the launch lineup, the launch release window.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what else is there?
Maybe Donkey Kong.
Isn't that already out?
No, that was out on 3DS?
Yeah, they ported the other one out onto the 3DS.
So which one was the one for the Wii? The Jungle Freeze one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and then they ported that to the 3DS.
Mm.
And Smash Bros.
No. Oh, yeah, Smash Bros. I think, if anything, that might be the reason I buy a Wii.
Just going to Phil's Place and play. Maybe.
You're welcome, Jude. To play Smash Bros.
How are we going to play multiplayer when you get one? And then...
Well, you're going to have like four controllers. It won't even.
Use a Wiimote.
It won't work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering about that. I was like, so the Wiimote.
But apparently, you can play on a 3DS. That's what the guy said.
Really?
Oh, cool. Remember? He said, oh, yeah, we're making Smash Brothers, and also it's going to be along with the 3DS.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And the guy who makes the Smash Brothers. He's like, yeah, they always say that. Like when they first announced that Melee was coming out, he didn't even know.
Yeah, he's like, well, what are they talking about? Yeah,
it's like, oh, I guess I am making that. All right.
I have to make what now?
And this has to be with the 3DS? All right.
Well, it's like to be him.
Yeah. What else is going on with you, Phil? You going to school?
Yeah, going to school.
Oh, this is it.
Finishing
this
up.
This is it, right? This is it?
December.
This is it.
School free for the rest of my life, maybe.
Don't say that. But
what are you finishing?
Huh?
What are you finishing?
In school.
Your film thing?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the thing you get? A diploma?
Certificate.
What?
Oh, my God.
You get a certificate when you finish the editing course, don't you?
Mm-mm. That's part of the certificate program.
Oh. And when you have the certificate, what can you do?
Get a job.
I don't know. It's like a diploma. What do you do? It does nothing, really.
Oh, okay.
You put it on your wall.
It's something, you put it on the wall, you put it on your resume, it looks good.
Just put it over your dad's stuff. Just be like, there you go.
Professional engineer? No, thank you. Film student.
slash teacher, slash music thing.
That's right.
And then also put your God Pokemon right beside. So, Dad, you didn't get that. This I got it.
God Pokemon,
yeah,
come on.
Fucking on my first try.
That's right.
Fucking Osiris right here, though.
Yeah, Phil also got a God Pokemon. Seriously! Seriously!
Why don't you just turn that off?
I know.
It was off before.
Then why'd you turn it back on?
Because
I want to hear it.
Why? Does it help you sleep?
Uh-huh.
Gross.
What's up with you, Chris?
No, what else is going on with you? Something else has to be going on with you.
That's it.
You have, like, the most stuff going on.
That's it.
You're like always doing things, you know?
I just filmed stuff.
Going over here, mean people.
Shaking hands.
Yeah.
Playing those business cards.
Yeah. Just Dance, you know. Always wearing that Just Dance shirt, you know? You're always repping.
Because he's keeping it real.
Yeah.
This is such a good shirt. Like
is it the...
Why would I not wear it?
Good point.
All the time.
Because, you know.
At least you wash it, right?
It's so colorful. Yeah, of course I wash it. It's so all colorful. Right. Look at it. Just Dance. It's such a positive message.
What is it?
Every time I walk around, people look at it.
But do they start dancing?
They wink and they point. They go, I know what you mean.
Do they?
Do they? I'm not entirely
sure. Or do they just think you're gay or something? I know what you mean.
I know what you mean.
There's really nothing else. You're not, you can film a car. You can go to a cafe and like film acoustic guy singing.
No.
Film a car?
He films cars.
Oh, wow. Like for Gran Turismo?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's part of the Japanese team.
All from Gran Turismo.
Oh, wow.
He, like, goes under the car to, like, record how the wheels turn.
And he's the one who gets a close-up of the shiny metal and shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a pretty cool job, yeah.
Doesn't pay a lot, oddly enough.
I know, right? Well, yeah, he does it for the...
I filmed Import Fest again.
What? It happened again?
Yeah. When was that?
When did that happen?
When was that? Did I already talk about that?
Wasn't that in August?
Oh, that was in July. Never mind.
What?
I thought I didn't mention that.
What's up for
it? I thought it was in August for some reason, because it was
show.
In August before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, the video is done. That's why I remembered it.
Oh. Did someone steal it and put it on their own YouTube account yet?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
Go to importfest.com. You can see it there. That's it.
Yeah, there's nothing going on with you.
No, why do you want so much stuff to be going on with me?
I don't know. It just always seems like you got stuff going on.
Getting better at Street Fighter. Been practicing my combos.
Really? What about Marvel's Capcom 3?
No, I don't play that.
Fucking bullshit.
Why don't you just take it?
Oh, just take it.
You don't want it for the PS3?
I'll take it, but is it the super edition?
It's the ultimate one, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I'm not giving it to you.
Can I borrow it? About?
Yeah, I can borrow it. Hey, where's my Journey game?
Oh, yeah. I totally
you borrowed that one, too.
Yeah. I totally
forgot. And how often do I see you? Like, I don't get stuff back from you.
I haven't, like, so fucking once.
It's okay. I still have Jude Suikoden 3. It's just there.
For like what, like 10, like since high school?
Yeah.
You don't see me like biting his balls. Just
yeah, seriously.
It's a video game, dog. Chill.
Hey, man.
And you don't even play it. So what's your problem?
And did you get it as a gift?
It was a gift.
Yeah.
I respect my gifts.
Yeah, by giving it to someone who will use it.
Oh.
Boom.
Kind of, because I forgot about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I have that game.
Well, I would have forgotten about it.
Wait. What did you get as a gift? Did you get Marvel vs. Capcom as a gift?
No, I bought that.
Oh. Well, I gave you Journey, so technically I can say, yeah, that's fine. You let you keep it for a while.
I want to hear this. What would you see?
What?
No, I want to see what his response to that would be, though.
Yeah, what is your response?
Oh, I don't know.
Just eat a donut, that's it.
Yeah.
Shove food, food in your
food
face.
My mouth.
Man,
God, Pokemon.
After two donuts, man, that's pretty heavy, though.
Yeah. I'm getting pretty full.
I had two donuts.
Yeah.
That's your second donut?
Yeah, man.
I already had six more donuts.
Do your parents like donuts?
No, my parents aren't even here.
Is anyone here?
No.
What do you mean your parents aren't
what
here?
What if we just leave like donuts on like on each of your...
Are they going on a European tour?
Again?
They went with my aunt.
Also, I guess we can't leave donuts on their bed and then they come. Oh, look, donuts.
No, because 2 weeks later they get back like,
you can do that,
oh,
okay,
look,
okay.
Melted rotten donuts.
No, look, ants everywhere.
So just put
why didn't you go on European tours?
I didn't want
to
go.
He already went on his European tour like 3 years ago.
Whatever.
Four years ago. 5 years ago.
Was it 5
Whoa,
years?
Whoa, 2008.
Why aren't they like an Asian tour? Why is it always European?
Asian tour?
Like a tour of Asia.
Well, would you go to visit Pakistan?
Nope.
No, I'm talking to Judy.
My answer stands.
Well, what I know.
Yeah, see?
But they don't have such a tour, though, which is good.
No, they got their, like, cows and shit.
No, I mean, there's no such tour. But
you can go on your own tour.
I don't want to go on my own tour.
Yeah, come on.
No.
Start your own. That's a business. Yeah. Pakistan tours.
Pack-a-tours.
That sounds like an animal.
Yeah. You can make a fake animal, and that'll be your logo.
Okay. Ah! There's so much of this icing shit all over.
You guys want drinks?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Is there anything you want in particular?
Well,
I know there's wires. Don't worry.
He's done the routine.
I went to kind of college.
Kind of college.
That's true, yeah.
The only college for you.
You learned enough to get by in life.
Yes. So, yeah, drinks. What do you guys want?
What do you have? What do you got?
Ginger ale.
There's Coke and ginger ale.
There's also one iced tea, I think.
There is one iced tea.
You want iced tea, man? I'll take the iced tea, actually.
Do you want eggs?
Huh?
Do you want eggs to drink? Like
no.
Rocky?
Ew, no.
Dude, what do you want?
Coke is fine.
All right. Last call for eggs.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think he wants an egg.
You can have an egg if you want.
Last time I brought eggs for Phil, he got mad at me.
I don't want to ask what that means, but okay.
Chris was very fertile that day.
Gross. I told you I didn't want to know what it means. I keep answering my question.
No, I just added more detail. It wasn't what it means. Oh.
What?
Don't worry, your parents aren't here. Yeah. They don't know.
Either way, it has to be cleaned up. Like, don't just move it from one place to another.
You want me to sit on ugly, like, flaky stuff? I'm sitting on that.
No, look, he's smart. Because if he sat on that, it's going to melt on his ass and be stuck inside your couch.
I'm probably sitting on some, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
See? Oh, now you see that you're fine with that, but I do it?
No, he learned he doesn't want to get melted on his ass.
I learned.
He learned. We learned.
All right, what's up with you, Chris?
What's up with Chris, you?
I don't know, working. I work like crazy hours.
You work like way more than full-time hours, right?
Yeah, that was because people left and then the manager's like, can anyone work these days? I'm like, yeah, I can.
Because I kind of need money bad.
Yeah, I kind of do need money bad.
So like, you were like 6 days?
I worked, Friday was my first day off in 13 days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fuck that noise.
I worked like 53 hours.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it's fun.
Did you, oh, it's done. Wow.
The first one. Yeah, Zelda's done.
You can play now.
I don't want to play now. We're podcasting.
Whatever.
Are they hiring more staff?
I think they might be. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. I just work.
So how many breaks do you get?
I mean, so here's the thing. That place is, like, so dead, so people don't really go on their breaks.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the only time it's busy is, like, during, like, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock.
In the app. Oh, okay.
And then after that, it's just, like, so dead, so.
Really? Where are you located? Like, is it, like, your own separate shop? Or is it, like,
yeah, it's right. It's like, close to University of Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I don't know. It's fine. So, yeah, just, lots of working. Lots of working.
All right. We're working men.
But if it's too, if it's kind of dead, then you should be okay most of the time, right?
Yeah, it's just like, you know, just, mentally, yeah, yeah, it's like, mentally, where's my break, you know?
When it's dead, does your boss still expect you to, like, do stuff?
My boss is not, she's there for, like, 5 minutes a day.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she owns, like, 10 different stores. Or
10?
She's in charge of, like, I think maybe 6 different stores. Mm-hmm. And they aren't, like, it's not like they're all located downtown Toronto. She has, like, one in Pickering, one in Markham. And then she has one on, like, Jane and Bloor. And then there's one here.
And she has to go to visit them all?
It's just, yeah, she more or less has to go visit them all. Mm-hmm. And she also has, like, trade shows to go to where, like, it's, like, promoting, like, franchising Booster Juice and stuff.
Is like, does she work for, like, the Booster Juice Corporation?
Yeah, so this is, like, corporate-owned, so...
Oh, okay.
So there's no, like, stupid Chinese mm-hmm. owner being like, you know, fuck you.
That's, you make juice now.
Yeah. How long you work here, you still put over? Why? Fuck you, that's why.
You still put over?
Yeah, like, you make more than you're supposed to.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, and then...
Video games.
Yeah, I guess so. I got Dive Kick.
Yeah.
And then I got Grand Theft Auto. You like that? Dive Kick's pretty fun. I haven't played that much online, but I'm like, I have a really bad loss record. But like,
I thought you were gonna say you're doing really well.
No, but like everyone, like all the like the points thing.
Yeah.
Like my points are like maybe 74. Everyone else is like 700.
Wow.
So I don't think there's a balance there.
These are all like the pro fighting game
guys.
So,
yeah.
Playing this game.
There are literally times when I can tell, okay, they're giving me this round. Because, like, they'll sweep me all the way, and mm-hmm. then they'll just let me win, like, 4 more rounds to make it exciting. Wow. It's like, you dicks, I know what you're doing.
How much was that game?
Like, $10.
$7.99 on PlayStation Plus?
No, that deal was all only for that week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man.
I missed out, I know.
Yeah, $2, whatever. It's a good game.
I know. It is a good game.
Do you have it, Phil?
Yep. I got it on PS2.
We'll play it later. Hopefully.
Maybe.
Depends on when the podcast ends.
All right, what's next on the topic list?
I don't fucking know. I didn't make a topic list.
Releases.
Nothing came out, because Kijiki was supposed to come out. Phil was like, oh yeah, I was going to do that, but, you know. And then all of a sudden, it's like, end of September.
Well,
where is it?
Technical issues, I told you.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the podcast as if it came out, so I'll
no.
get it out, and then
no,
I'll put
no, the podcast no, 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 no.
Why not?
Because.
You want to talk about what it is?
Yeah, it's a thing I made in RPG Maker. I've said it, like, how many times now?
Explain the story.
I don't know. Like, there's a girl, and she hires an assassin to kill English people.
Yeah.
English people? Like,
yeah.
British people?
English people.
It's very, like, anime. Like.
It's based on an... It's basically I redid an anime just to see if I can do, like, cutscene-ish stuff in RPG Maker. Did it work? I don't know.
Yeah, it works.
Okay. So it works. There.
How come the text, like... When she's sort of doing her monologue stuff, or I guess it's all monologue stuff, how come sometimes the text, like, goes all over the screen in different places all the time?
Like,
is that, like, a stylistic thing that people do in these games
what do you,
and
like,
anime
what do you,
and stuff?
What do you mean? So it's not always at the bottom?
It's not always at the bottom. It's not always at the top. Like, sometimes it'll show at the bottom, and then she came, and then at the top it'll say, and I was sad, or something like that.
That mostly has to do with could you read it down there? Because sometimes it's, like, really bright, and since, like, the color is always white,
yeah,
you can't see it, so then I just move it to the top so you can read it better. That's about it. Like, the only really time that's noticeable is in the beginning where you see, like, the words, like, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because that's how they did it in the anime.
Right.
But, yeah. I don't know. When's it coming out?
Soon. I gotta figure out that technical... Okay, if you don't care about the watermarks, then I'll just put
I
up...
I don't want thing. Watermarks in...
All right, then you I gotta figure this
Claude,
out.
Do you want watermarks in this?
No, that's why I'm trying to figure it out. That's why I'm asking you if you care.
That's why I just asked if you care. What happened?
System memory.
Your memory's full already?
Wow, that was fast.
Man.
What?
I guess
when that Wind Waker unpacked,
I know,
like, it's 20 gigs.
You want HD, right?
I'm gonna figure that out later. You hear about all these people who can't install GTA 5 because they have the 4 gig Xbox?
Yeah,
yeah.
Me and Jude were talking about that. Idiot. Well, I mean, I said that, you know, that was it's their fault for getting that.
I know. Why would you buy a 4 gig Xbox?
No, that's only for like Kinect stuff. Basically, that's why it's there, right? But if you buy it to play like a game like GTA, then you're not going to have any.
And why would anybody buy the 12 gig PS3?
Because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper. Yeah. It is cheaper, yeah.
It's not worth it to me.
Yeah, at this point, like, if you might as well buy a full one because the end of the generation, then you can play all the other games.
Yeah.
So no releases.
No releases. But upcoming, Kija Key.
Still.
Again. Unless I can actually figure it out before the podcast goes up, in which case, released, upcoming nothing.
But we won't talk about it fully until the next podcast.
No. Just, you need time to watch it a few times, soak it in.
Yes. You won't get it.
And then...
If you don't get it the first time watching it, you got there's something wrong with you.
It's you gotta read beneath all the messages.
No, there's no... Maybe the original creators intended there to be, like, hidden message, but for me, no.
It still stands. What the original creators did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upcoming, well, you have a script in mind.
Yeah.
There's something brewing in the pot, guys.
Yeah. That one, like, it's really quick. It'll probably be, like, a 2-minute video.
All right, that's what we'd like, 2 minutes.
Yes. The shorter, the better.
Although, every time we think it's going to be a certain length, it ends up being, like,
okay, then
one
I'll
and a half times
I'll just
long.
Write it with the intention of it being 10 seconds. It'll just be right. 2 lines, and if it turns out to be 4 minutes, I'll be like, Phil, what the hell happened? Oh, I just need to get really good shots, you know?
I need to get the establishing shot,
I need to get the whatever shot. I just need to get those shots in. No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
coming.
Yeah, that'll be quick.
Lots of stuff happening, guys. We just can't talk about it.
Yeah, we're under
it's very secret.
That's
stuff.
Why Jude's here. That's why Jude's here. Jude's...
Yeah, Jude's got to make sure that we stay quiet.
No, I'm just saying that Jude's here for because he's part of this. He helped out with stuff.
Jude's a brainstormer.
Yes. What does that mean?
He thinks a lot.
Comes with ideas. I don't know.
Yeah, you get all the ideas.
Idea guy.
I don't know what to talk about.
I don't know what to talk about. Well, I mean, it's just whatever now. There's no Canon Nothing stuff going on. Sorry.
Yeah, it's all being taken up by Kijiki because Phil can't figure
yeah,
out
that's, that is our number one project right now.
Just get that out and then other stuff can happen. It's like, what's it called when, like, something's clogged and you just need to, like...
Purging? Like, when the toilet's clogged?
Or, like, when, like, a beaver... build a dam, and then like, all the water just keeps building up. So then you need to like break the dam so all the stuff can...
It's a clog. Water build up?
It's a clog.
Yeah, oh, there you go, clog.
It's like a clog thing.
That's why Jude's here.
Jude just repeated what you said.
Is that what I said?
You said, what is it like when it's clogged?
Yeah, did I say that?
It's a clog. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
I was like, what is it when it's like that?
Well,
that's
yeah,
it's like the beavers, the water.
Beavers, water.
Like, you know.
Come on, guys.
You know, guys.
You went to university. Come on.
Well, Phil did.
2 degrees.
Phil, Jude went to, like, art school for, like, 2 weeks. Come on, we got this.
2 months, actually.
Oh, you went to 2 months?
Whoa!
Okay, that's longer than I thought.
I know.
How long did Kaylin last?
Same time.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
2 months for both of you.
Together, you guys almost have a full year.
Almost.
No, you have a full semester.
Yeah.
Whoa.
If I did another 0.5 and he did another 0.5, we'd be done.
Whenever, this is an old story, but whenever Jude brings up, like, art school, I always think of this dumb Cameron story where he said, like, I drew this fat man eating potato chips. And then my teacher was like, wow, this is really art. Because it's a fat man eating potato chips. I was like, Cameron, what the hell are you talking about? Shut up.
That's not art.
See,
that's
only
Jim
gets that.
Very concise when he's got the email.
And then Cameron drew on a subway. What the hell?
I'm drawing life, man.
Fuck you.
He is just life.
Like my experiences.
What's going on with Derek?
Hey, Derek, what's going on with you?
Yeah. Hang on. What's he doing? What's going on with Derek?
Siri.
It's going to come with Life with Derek. Life with Derek. I'm glad someone got that reference.
Can I use your Twitter account to provide more personalized Twitter search results?
What the fuck is she talking about? Siri's useless, man.
Let's see what I can find on Twitter.
Okay, let's
look. Any tweets for Derek Siri become a blunt.
All right, that's what's going on with Derek.
Man, Derek, you up to a lot.
Derek Siri become a blessed day. Remember that. All right.
Is that code for something?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Derek will get it. All right.
So
releases.
GTA 5. You guys are playing that.
Did you write any music yet? For
no, I just thought of a few things, yeah. But haven't really put okay. anything down for the new one.
I'm still yeah. doing that. That's still going.
Well, I edited your script and yep, I added lots of commas.
Yep. Hey man, when I write these, I have no intention of like other people are going to read this. So
yeah.
I don't give a shit.
It's like hot fire on the page.
Well, like normally with your scripts, it's not
meant
the
to
text
be read.
Is going to be on the screen.
Yeah, that's true.
It's people are saying it, so you can say whatever you want. But yeah, get ready to read, guys.
Yes. Well, I don't know.
You've got to be literate for these next couple videos.
I'm thinking of voicing that one.
Oh yeah.
It's just
we did the audition last month.
How do you like? I don't know how to direct. Do I write lines saying how you're supposed to say these?
Well.
Like a pirate or something?
Yeah, I don't know, with a pirate accent or like aggravated or like...
Yeah, well, that would be like
you,
helpful.
You can let the actors interpret it, and then if it's not good enough, you can give them ideas.
Mm. Unless... So if I were to like send out a thing and say, all right, just here's the entire script.
Yeah.
Do what you will.
No, yeah. It's probably better just to tell them what kind of...
Oh, yeah,
because
they'll probably just record it all and send it back.
And be like all monotone. Like, yeah.
But they're
well,
voice actors.
The thing is, even if you put like specific directions, they'll probably never do it the way you pictured it, right?
Yeah.
But at least like, you know, if it's saying he's sounding sad, at least, you know, he'll try and sound sad
but
or sound angry.
Honestly,
sound
like I think the point will get across in the script, like how sad some of these people
or at least
are
you hope.
Or whatever.
At least you hope that would
yeah.
happen.
Or like how desperate they are.
I hope so. So well,
you'll find out.
Yeah.
I got it.
Do you think I should ask Derek? Be like, hey, Derek, how like when he sends you scripts, is it just the script and you just interpret it as you will or what?
Sometimes if it's something really specific, he'll just put like one or two descriptive words.
Okay.
But most of the time, it's not like every line has that.
Okay. So if I want a scene where he's like more angry, then I just write more angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or be angry.
Or you could say, like...
Hulk.
Hulk's out.
Yeah. All right.
Like a car.
No, the guy will come back. He's like, I'm always angry.
That's a secret. I'm always
angry. Want to know my secret? I'm always angry.
That doesn't make any sense, you douchebag.
But Joss Whedon wrote it. It's amazing.
Fuck Joss Whedon.
Yo, he's the guy who wrote Firefly, right?
Yo,
and
Firefly.
You just make another Buffy movie. I'll be happy.
Did he make a Buffy movie?
No.
He wrote the original movie.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because I think he created the character.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he just wrote the story, but he didn't direct it or anything.
Oh, okay. So he was a scriptwriter, but that's...
Because the first movie he actually directed was...
Firefly.
No, it was Avengers.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't direct Firefly?
No.
He just wrote for Firefly?
Yeah, he wrote and produced.
What a douchebag.
Why do you hate him so much? He made the one thing that you like in this world.
Which is what?
Buffy.
Yeah, okay, I'll give him some.
That's all you like, Jude?
Yeah, that's the only thing he likes.
You don't even like your Xbox?
No.
No. It's not Buffy.
It's not Buffy.
It's like Ocarina of Time, Buffy. That's how it is.
Did you like Angel?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it more than Buffy.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa.
I didn't.
To a certain point. But it's like, after a while, you just started like, you know. I think the later seasons. Yeah, later season. Better. No, actually, in the beginning, Angel was kind of boring, but later season got better.
Yeah.
Buffy was kind of good from the beginning and kind of died in the middle of the, like, in the end season.
Once there was like a plot that they were leading to Angel got.
Yeah, yeah, then it was like, sweet. Yeah. And then they canceled Angel. I was like, oh, well.
And they made a comic book. And they
now he's on Bones.
Yeah. Bones. Coming out this Monday or something.
Them Bones.
Really?
Yeah, new season of Bones. And I heard that on the radio. I'm like, wait, does Bones is still running? I didn't
think surprisingly, it's popular.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys watch that?
No, not at all.
You made it sound like you watched it, but kind of fell off from it, so you're surprised.
Oh, it's called acting film.
That's
how good we are.
Take that. I wasn't even.
I don't want friends who are always acting around me. I don't know what they're feeling.
No, what do you think we do all the time?
he's improving his craft. Shut up.
I'm practicing.
You think we're legit pissed off at you because you got a fucking god Pokemon and Puzzle and Dragon, you son of a bitch?
See, that's acting right there.
Was it? I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah, you're the director.
Yeah, tell me.
Figure it out.
God Pokemon.
God Pokemon.
Phil's just like, hey, look, I got this. Check it out.
Because I was asked, what's this game called again? Puzzles and Dragons.
Puzzle and Dragons.
Puzzle and Dragons. And so I kept asking Jude, hey, I got this. Is this good? Yeah, no, that's not good. Is this good? No. And I got some gigantic one. They're like, hey, Jude, is this good? Oh, my God. You got that?
Fuck you.
The rest of the night was that, pretty much.
Well, Chris isn't like Puzzle and Dragons, but as soon as he saw Phil get like a super rare one, he's like, the fuck is this game?
Yeah, bullshit.
Fuck this game.
You're just handing out God Pokemon.
I know, seriously.
Exactly.
Congratulations for being a new player, God Pokemon. It's not a Pokemon, by the way.
It's not.
But it is.
It is, yeah. But it isn't.
But if it were to appear in Pokemon, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Exactly. Like, yep, that's a Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Only when you start seeing the human ones, you're like, ah, this ain't Pokemon.
It's not even a trainer.
Yeah, you never know, right?
I guess.
I mean, they're like lasers and, you know, Pokemons. What were we talking about?
Games and stuff.
Kijiki. When's that coming out?
Kijiji.
Yeah, Kijiji.
That's already out. Go to the website right now. Find some Pokemon.
What's normally after? Do you guys watch any movies or something?
I watch
Moneyball.
Yeah, is it good?
With Brad Pitt.
If you like sports movies where they try and make a bad team good, that's pretty much
it. I generally like those kinds of movies, like feel good sports movies.
It's not really feel good. It's just kind of like
it feels good.
Is it like Remember the Titans kind of movie?
No, there's more emphasis on like the people in charge than it is about the players.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's basically about the general manager who's saying like, "Well, how can we make this team better on a cheaper budget?" And then they go, "Oh, like this," and they go, "That's unorthodoxed."
So it's like the movie with Gene Hackman and the football team.
I don't remember.
Hoosiers?
Via the replacement?
Sure.
Expendables?
No, the one with Keanu Reeves, the football one?
No. There was another one, I think. An older movie.
Well, you're talking to the wrong people, though. First of all, you're talking about movies. Second of all, you're talking about sports movies.
Yeah.
I thought you liked sports movies.
Mm.
Or know more about sports movies than I do.
Who's he talking to?
I think he's talking to you.
He
said it, not me.
I'm really not sure you're talking to Phil. I'm okay with movies, but sports movies I tend to shy away from. Did you see that baseball movie?
Moneyball?
No, it was like 31 or something with the black guy.
Oh, 42. Whatever. About, what's his name? Kirk Robinson?
Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Robinson, yeah.
I just guessed that name.
The first black player.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Professional baseball player in the U.S.
Yeah, see, like that kind of movie, like I wouldn't watch it, like, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that.
Yeah, but if you know, if I have anything else to watch, probably.
It's one of those things where you see it on Jackie TV, Robinson. You'll kind of tune into it.
Where'd you see Jackie Robinson?
Oh, Jackie Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that was his number?
Yeah, it was his number, yeah.
Or his age?
No, that was his number.
He was the first black man at 42 to enter the MLB.
Wow, so many barriers being broken.
I know, right? So you did. So no one saw that movie.
No,
we're just talking about sports movies. And about that.
So would you prefer the ones where it's like bad team becomes good?
No.
So what kind of sports movie would you like?
I don't want to
Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, enters the tournament with his bikes.
Is Mortal Kombat? Is Mortal Kombat considered
a sport? Okay, would you consider Dead or Alive to be a sports movie?
Kind of.
There's a tournament.
There's a tournament, yeah. Exactly.
There's ball athletic. In there.
What about Death Race? Is that a sport?
No. Racing isn't a sport.
Whoa. Bold claims here on the Cat of Nothing.
Oh. You don't even know NASCAR, boy.
You talking about my car?
You guys see any movies?
I saw Taxi Driver.
What the hell's that?
That was old Scorsese.
Oh, is that the You Talking to Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Recite. What's the rest? What's the rest?
I don't know. He's just like
You Talking to Me? Somebody talking to
Honestly,
me.
Honestly, you know what? I hate seeing like those famous scenes in the movies.
Out at somewhere
because
else.
It's never as good as you sort of, as people make it out to be.
Is it like Star Wars where he never actually said, Luke, I am your father?
Yeah. Like that's a big moment in the story, but it's not this amazing scene that's, whoa. I don't know.
But he never said, I am your father. Luke, I am your father.
He said,
I am your father.
He said, no, I am your father. Yeah. He says, I am your father. That's the point. But
he never says, Luke.
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess people just thought, you know, to be like, oh, he's talking about that movie. Because he said, Luke. Opposed to the other movie, he says, I am your father.
He was somebody else's father in the other movies.
It's like, so I was thinking of a reference to Mario or something.
A reference to what?
The Mario Povich, so, you know, you are the father.
Okay.
Anyway, I guess that one kind of flopped. All right.
Sorry, you're talking to the wrong audience.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I'll
I heard Mario. I was thinking of the movie. Like, when did that happen?
God damn it, guys.
Was it Luigi? Your father or something?
I just cough. I hate it.
Do you read that article about how they made the Mario movie?
Nope.
Where basically everyone was, like, drunk on set the entire time. They just
blew
all
this.
The Nintendo movies.
Where'd you read this?
I think it was on The Verge or something.
I'm going to look that up.
But can that be true, though?
Why not? It's just like, you know.
Come on, the fact that everyone was drunk on
Not
set.
Like everyone, but it's just
I mean,
you know.
Come on, that's a bold claim.
People were
man.
Just like, you know, loose and having fun.
Well, you,
honestly, I can imagine.
If you were to tell me that everyone took the movie seriously, I'd be like, oh yeah, I can totally see that. But if everyone was drunk, like,
the director
know.
Is drinking a martini every day. Something like that.
Yeah, he's probably like, this is just a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
who cares?
Well, I can see that, but.
John Leguizamo.
Who's John Leguizamo?
He's Luigi?
Yeah.
Oh, what else has he been in?
That's
Spawn.
Miss Congeniality? No, wait, that's the...
Oh, really? He was Luigi?
No.
He was... No, not that guy, no.
No.
Fucking hell, what's going on?
Spawn, he was the clown?
Yeah.
He was the fat clown.
Oh, man, but then all the makeup is hard to tell who the actor is,
that's
to
true.
Be honest.
Fair enough.
What else has he been in? He topped out a Spawn.
Let me see his face, at least. John
Romero. I already looked. Apparently, I already searched him up.
Oh, he was in Kick-Ass 2, actually.
Really?
No one fucking cares about John.
That guy? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. He was Luigi?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. He's not even Italian. He's been in a bunch of movies.
Well, the guy who played Mario wasn't Italian.
He was in The Happening. Did you watch The Happening?
What's that? Oh, that was at the
Shyamalan movie?
Shyamalan. Hispanic. Yeah.
Just says it right there.
It does, doesn't it? He almost looks like the guy who
For everybody
was in
listening,
the
we're just Googling pictures of John Leguizamo.
Yeah, see, no, it's no fucking way I can tell that's fucking John Leguizamo. Yeah.
I wish they had, like, something where, like, in the mid-process of how he became...
We just went, I'm a fat guy, that's all we did.
That means they did a good job if you can't tell it to him.
Exactly. That's Zach Braff in there.
You know, whatever.
Is he John Leguizamo?
Yeah, this is his brother or something.
Oh, what a great... Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
Kickstarter.
What?
Zach Braff had a Kickstarter for a movie or something.
Oh, yeah, and then everyone's like, why are you doing this, man, for stuff?
What was this movie supposed to be?
Like, Garden State 2, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Mars something?
Mars Attacks?
No.
Mars Has Moms?
No, that's already done. That's already... I think it was in that, was it?
I don't know.
Was it Planes 2?
I don't know, whatever.
It was terrible.
Whatever. Dude, did you see any movies?
Saw a bunch, but...
Well, name one. What's the best one you saw?
What's the one you saw in D-Box?
No, I didn't see any in D-Box.
Yeah, you told me you saw a movie in D-Box.
No, I saw in the D-Box.
Oh, that's it?
Dude, it's pretty much the same thing.
But you can't...
It is. Don't
you can't
say Don't you then. Fucking tell
you
me.
You can't say
don't
if you just sat in
don't
D-Box. If it wasn't working, you can't fucking tell
me. It was working.
Then what? Okay, then I'm asking you what movie you saw in D-Box.
There was a bunch of trailers.
What?
The trailers were in D-Box?
Yeah.
But
like
the movie wasn't.
No, exactly. It's like you want to test D-Box, I guess. Sit in the seat, all right. It's like, this is shit.
I don't know. I think you didn't get the full experience yet.
No, I sat through a bunch of trailers. It's all pretty bad.
That's because they didn't code it properly for trailers, man.
What?
They got it. There is a studio in which they watch a movie and they decide this is when it happens.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So they're not going to pay attention to the fucking trailer. It's just like, oh, whatever. It goes like that.
But I mean,
whatever.
If they want to give you that, if they want to convince you, this is why you should try D-Box, like, here's a free trial. At least make it worth it. You know?
Movie.
Yes, yes. That's what they're going to do. They're going to just take a risk on something you might not be sure of.
It sounds dumb, so let's do it.
Okay, so if Ender's Game is D-Box, we're doing that, right?
No. Yes. Yes.
You got to go sit in a different seat.
You got to join us.
Dude, it's like fucking watching a movie on a really stupid roller coaster.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah,
no, I know. Cool. You didn't hear the part where I said really stupid roller coaster?
No, I heard that part clearly.
It's like...
You didn't like those kinds of rides?
Yeah.
No.
Those are wicked.
Did you see what he did? He did a little jig there, like from Rush Hour,
it's
you know?
Like
Chris Tucker.
I'm going to fucking kill both of you. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking kill both of you, you fucking asshole.
Would you see Rush Hour in D-Box?
No.
I don't think
because when they do the dance, then the chairs will move.
Okay, I'll give them that. Just because I like the comic value for that is great.
Okay, so what movies do you see? Riddick.
I saw Riddick. Yes,
you liked Riddick.
I liked it. It was a nice.
Watch out, guys! He can see in the dark.
That was a good B-movie.
Is that a line? Is that a line? Okay, so you're just lying there.
No, it's from like the trailer.
No, I'm saying he was lying about the line.
Oh.
No, that wasn't in the movie.
I don't. That movie was kind of forgettable. So,
but you liked it. So
I did.
Remember it.
I'm not going to remember all the fucking lines.
What did he say in the 31 mark minute?
Fuck you. That's what he said.
In the dark, and I can see in the dark.
It's like, oh, yeah, just,
everything is about seeing in the dark.
This dark is really dark.
It's a good thing I can see.
In the dark. I better put my goggles on because I can't stand the light.
So Riddick was the best movie you saw?
No, The Conjuring was the best movie I saw.
But you said you didn't like The Conjuring.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said it was all right.
Yeah, but I mean, if you compare it to Riddick.
Oh.
Right.
So every movie, you just compare how good or bad it is to Riddick.
Yes.
No.
I also saw Insidious 2.
Did you already see that?
No, that was the first one.
Oh. So the Insidious was like old already?
Insidious came out 2 years ago.
Oh.
Bless you.
That also have that guy, what's his name?
Yeah.
Ethan
Hawke?
No, it doesn't.
No?
No, this is some other guy. He was in The Conjuring and he was in the Insidious 1.
Oh.
Yeah, like, the director really likes that guy. But the thing is, Insidious 2 wasn't scary, but I like the story. It has, like, time travel in there.
What?
Yeah.
This is a horror movie?
Yeah.
What?
As I say, it wasn't scary, but the story would kind of surprise me. I was like, that's kind of cool.
Was it like Looper, where there in the beginning it was like, at first there was no time machine, but then later we invented a time machine?
No, I mean, there's just one part.
That's probably the best line
of Looper. There's just one part in the movie where it's like, you see something, and it's like, how the fuck is that possible? That doesn't make any sense. But as the movie progresses, and until the very end, it's like, oh, that's a very clever thing you guys did. But also, some parts don't make sense. So surprisingly, that part makes sense, but those other parts, it's like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but so... Insidious 2, some parts made sense.
Some parts didn't make sense. Yeah. And the parts you think that don't make sense do make sense. Like time travel, for me, it wouldn't make any sense, but this time they actually did a pretty decent job.
Is there a time machine? Okay.
How do they travel through time then?
With their minds.
Ghosts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, with ghosts?
Ghosts.
Ghost
machines.
Ghost
minds.
I was going to say, like, mind projection.
Yeah, kind of.
Mind projection
and ghosts.
But no machines.
No
devices.
In the first one, there was a machine.
What? So Insidious is about time travel?
No. In the first movie, they use a machine to get into the spirit world. Don't ask me why or don't ask me how, but they do it.
Okay.
In this one, they just go to the ghosts.
Which one is more scary?
The first one.
Okay. Who has more Asian peoples in it?
Who has more Asian people? Neither.
Oh.
Are there any Asian people? Oh, man.
That's racist.
The director's Asian. His name is James Wan.
And he didn't get any Asian brothers?
Because you know why? He's like, fuck you, assholes. Yeah. I don't know you shit.
Yeah, exactly. See?
And like, people... M. Night Shyamalan was like, let's get brown people everywhere. Fuck you. No. Let's have Avatar full of brown people. Like, nah, dog.
Okay, dude. Are you on the boat of letting Akira be whitewashed? Or are you on the boat of you don't give a shit?
I don't give a shit.
There you go.
Fuck
That's
Akira.
My boy right there.
Fuck Akira.
Yeah. There you go. That's my boy right there.
That movie sucks dick anyway.
Yeah, there you go.
Overrated piece of garbage.
Yes!
Tatsuo, fuck you, I don't give a shit. You know what, they should make Ghost in the Shell movie, that would be pretty sick.
Okay, are you for or against Ghost in the Shell being whitewashed?
I'm fine with it.
Yes, there you go, thank you very much.
You know, fuck Japan.
uh, Video games? Phil, you got better at Street Fighter? You're doing combos?
I got
combos?
Better at Street Fighter and doing combos.
They'll just repeat what I say.
What about Tekken versus Street Fighter? Are you good at that?
I don't play that game. I don't like it.
Phil has all these fighting games. He just never plays them.
Yeah, that's true. I only play Street
Fighter. Well, if you get Xbox, get Killer Instinct so I can play you.
Yeah, then you can have, like, Jago versus Jago.
I don't know how I feel about Killer Instinct yet.
What do you say?
I don't know how I feel about Killer Instinct.
Jago versus Jago.
Oh, did you play it?
No, just from what I see.
Yeah, you went to E3 and you played it.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. I only play as Jago. I don't know.
Why do you think Jago's
Because, no, I'm just saying, because he's the free-to-play character, right?
Yeah, he is.
So then everybody's going to be fighting as Jago. So it's going to be all Jagos.
That would be so stupid.
That's why I asked Jude. It's like, Jude, when you get Killer Instinct, tell me how long it takes until you not fight Jago.
All right. True say. True say.
Yeah, see how, like, cheap people are. They don't want to download the other characters.
Yeah. Well, all the other characters, you can buy piecemeal, right? So $5, $5, $5.
You get three at the beginning, right? You get, like, Jago, Saberwolf.
You get one of them.
No, you only get Jago.
I thought you get the ones that are in the demo.
No, it's only Jago.
What?
Yeah. See? That's why. It's awesome.
That's the dumbest move.
No, that's pretty good.
But that's free to play, though.
Yeah.
So, but if you just buy the 40 game, like, the $40 game, you get, like, six. Okay. Plus you get two more the next year.
So you're telling me that Deep Down is the equivalent of Killer Instinct? That's like PlayStation's like, aha! You got free to play, well so do we.
But it's you fight the same dragon over and over. Guess what, his name is Jago.
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
Yeah, a little punch in the side to Microsoft.
I finished Saints Row 4.
What happens at the end? People keep telling me that the ending, like, something significant happens.
Should I listen?
I mean, do you care?
I think either of us are kind of not going to
play Saints Row. What do you say?
Something significant happens at the end. Yeah. They defeat the bad guy, the big alien guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because the Earth is blown up.
What? Hmm? What?
Blows up. I told you this, because
no,
Oleg is dead.
You never told me this.
I thought I told you.
No.
You're like, where's Oleg and Zemos and stuff? And I said, they're dead. The Earth blew up.
Oh, I thought you just meant, like, they're dead because they place invaded. No.
So in one
Earth
level,
is gone.
In one level, you actually escape from the ship, uh-huh. the alien ship, and you're heading back to Earth. And before you get there, it explodes.
All of Earth?
Yeah. And so the reason you're in the simulation of the Earth, right? Just Steelport.
Okay.
So they, at the end, after you defeat the big alien guy, mm-hmm. you suddenly become the leader of their whole, like, nation.
Alien nation?
Yeah. And so
I'm thinking of that American Idiot song.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, and then when the alien guy says, oh, there is a way to get everybody back, you can just travel back in time. So you don't actually travel back in time, but during the credits, there's, like, little pictures of them, of the Saints, like, in significant periods of time.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. They just go back in time and mess stuff up.
So they do go back in time?
Technically, yeah. Kinda. It's not really, like, in-game canon. They just show, like, artwork of them going back in time.
Oh.
So it ends with them going back in time?
And trying
to fix it? Yeah, because this is just rolling through the credits. It's just pictures. It's just there to make you laugh, I guess.
That's how it ends.
Yep. And then at the end, they reveal that the big alien guy was actually, like, abducting significant English literature people, and that the whole game has been narrated by Jane Austen. That was it.
Who's Jane Austen? Not you.
Writer.
Yeah, what he said.
I didn't hear him.
She's an English comic book writer.
Okay.
Comic book writer.
She wrote Amazing Spider-Man.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
she's the one who asked Tobey Maguire to beat Spider-Man.
Oh, is that why? Because someone told me that there is a line of dialogue that is significant to the end game.
Yeah,
because it's Jane Austen.
I actually didn't pick up on it.
Okay,
but some people said if you, like, look back, there's a lot of hints that it's her.
Oh,
yeah, but why is that? What is that the whole joke of the game?
Jane Austen.
Yeah, I guess
that's pretty funny though.
Because he's the alien bad guy is into English literature. He quotes Shakespeare and stuff.
Whatever.
So
like
Saints Row 5 is going to be
time
travel?
Well, they said if they do another one, they'll probably start with, like, a new group of characters.
Makes sense, alright.
Sort of, like, do something else.
So do something other wacky adventure.
I don't know. Because if
But the whole point of, like, Saints Row, why it worked at this point, is because they built it up.
Yeah.
And that's why they're able to be all crazy. If they're going to start from the bottom again.
Well, they might continue after. Like, let's say they say the Saints fixed it and now it's just a new group of people.
Mm.
But still in the wacky world.
Other Saints, yeah.
Not even Saints, just a new gang. But like, you know,
well, it's got to be the Saints. It's Saints Row.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
It's like not having Zelda in Zelda.
I don't know. I don't think it's that significant, to be honest. But whatever.
Well, people want to play as a Saints. Like,
do we? Does it really matter if you play as a fucking Saint?
It does.
Well, then why are you naming it Saints Row then? Just call it like...
Just a name.
Call it like God Row. God Pokemon God Row. Row. I don't know.
Phil Row.
Yeah, fuck you, Phil.
Jesus.
It's just Phil. Be like, look, I got God Pokemon.
Fine. Let's say whatever. You have your fucking Saints bullshit on there. Who cares? But why would we be a couple years off, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Because I guess
I like the characters that they introduced, and I like the characters that they kept. So it'll be nice if they continue with them. But I wouldn't mind
new characters.
Yeah, a new cast. Because in the end, you're always just the boss. It doesn't really matter who you are in the game.
I know, but it doesn't really feel like you're a boss. It just feels like you're another guy.
You know, you're just like another regular gangster,
exactly.
Except everybody looks up to you.
Yeah, but you don't even get that vibe. You just feel like, you know. Like,
well, they always just say like, "Hey, what do we do? You're the boss."
Exactly.
Tell us what to do. We'll follow you anywhere.
Was there a Deckers Must Die equivalent?
What was that again?
The best level of Saints Row the Third.
I can't remember it now.
That was.
Was it know. the
with the lag?
Oh.
The Mega Man gun.
There's levels that are kind of like that, where you're in that sort of cyber area.
But there's no, like, equivalent of, like, this is awesome.
Not really. There was one where they did, like, a Streets of Rage kind of thing. When you had to rescue Johnny
Gat. So do they ever sing in their car again?
Yeah.
Yeah? What song?
The one was like, "You got what I need."
Oh.
Just a friend.
By Mario, Just a Friend by Mario.
Oh, it's a modern song?
Yeah. They sing another one, too. I can't remember, though.
What was the song they sang in the other one?
It's What I Got by,
What I Got?
Who's that band? I forgot. They're that ska band that got, like, high all the time, and the guy died because he got high.
I don't know.
Hang on.
Got high?
What's the song sound like?
Lovin'. Is what, Sublime, there you go.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
You want to play it?
No, it's okay.
No, it's okay.
I want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
It's okay. Just listen for a bit.
No.
Quiet, Jude. Fuck. Listen.
Just listen for a bit.
God Pokemon.
No.
You just had to ruin it, didn't you?
Oh, that's gangster shit.
Why aren't you playing?
Is your volume?
See, my computer is really slow.
Why is that?
I don't know. I put too much porn on it? I don't know.
You mean not enough porn on it?
Maybe.
There you go. I think it's loading.
Can you hear it, Phil?
Nope.
Barely.
Are you sure that's your volume? Oh, that's why.
Might get shot.
No, I don't recognize the song.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, same.
Wait till the chorus.
Nope.
Really?
So wait, so...
Well, they didn't sing that.
In the third one they did.
Oh, the third one they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what were you asked, Jude?
No.
No, what were you going to ask?
I don't know.
Come on, it's podcast talk time.
I don't know what's going to ask, though.
Did you know Roddy Piper is in Saints Row 4?
Is he now?
He becomes a homie.
Does he really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, yeah, I guess they need a wrestler. Hulk Hogan wasn't available.
There's no more Angel.
Because he was working as, he's working with TNA, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And you defeat all these, like, past enemies and stuff, and they all become your homies, so you got tons of homies.
This game just sounds like a big, like,
fan service thing.
Yeah, I think that's
like
what
Metal Gear Solid 4 was. Where it's just like...
No, it just seems like kind of rehash, but in a good way.
Well, I mean, what they do is they say, oh, you need to rescue this character from the clutches of the evil bad guys,
mm-hmm.
but they're in the simulation, so their simulation is, like, their worst nightmare, so it's like reliving... horrible events in past games.
Yeah, I figured that.
So you kind of go through some of that stuff, which it wasn't that familiar to me because I only played the third one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. I played some of the second one, but it never really was that good.
Yeah.
True. A lot of people actually like the second one.
There are some people that still say that the second one is, like, the best.
Yeah, like, when the third and fourth one came out, they're like, this is a blasphemy. It's not really? Saints Row anymore.
Wow.
Because they really changed it. Like, it's so weird.
It's not gangster anymore.
It's just crazy.
I don't know. Like, shooting poo was gangster.
Yeah, that's how real niggas doing, you know?
Yeah.
Shooting poo.
You would know, dude. You would know.
Of course. I'm the realist.
Yes, you are.
When it comes to shooting poo. Don't even know. But how long was that game, though, in like, comparison to the third one?
Same? Oh. I don't remember how long the third one took. This one, I probably spent about 25 hours on it.
That's a decent amount.
Did you collect all the clusters?
No, I'm actually still doing that. I don't know why.
Is that like the agility orb things?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to do like all the collectible things, but I'm not playing much anymore.
Yeah, because you beat it. Why do you have to play
exactly?
It?
I just want trophies.
No, man. You got to learn. Trophies. Me and you, just, when you beat the game... That's it.
But
toss it on the shelf. Next game.
I want to be
unless
in the
it's
world
Call of Duty,
still.
Then you play it still.
That is true, Call of Duty.
If it has good multiplayer, then you keep playing. Otherwise...
Not even. Only if it's Call of Duty. You keep
But yeah, that's the only exception.
Why? Actually, because it's Call of Duty.
Call to
Duty. Well, no, because that is the most played multiplayer game, so you're always going to have people to play.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like, I'm pretty sure you can't go and play Real Steel multiplayer right now.
Which no,
Real
I can't.
Steel? You know the movie Real Steel?
Oh, well, okay.
Huge game.
Oh, okay, I remember now.
I haven't played any of the co-op stuff.
There's co-op stuff?
Yeah, there's like 32 co-op missions.
Wow.
So.
Something boring.
Did you talk about Resident Evil 6?
What about it?
Talk about
it. Oh, yeah. Awesome it is. Every day since he's been playing it, G's been telling me all the cool stuff that's been happening in it.
That game is like a zombie wrestling simulator. Because I told him once, like, when I first played, I'm like, yeah, this game's okay. And all of a sudden, my partner does, like, a bulldog to one of the zombies. Just crushes his head in.
Cool.
Instead of killing, shooting him with a bullet, he just grabs him, and underhooks him, and just drops his face.
Into the floor, and then his head explodes. And then I don't know
that'll work.
And then I don't know where she does a hurricane. I'm like, why is this so necessary? It was cool to watch, but I'm like, this is not really that necessary.
Can Leon do a hurricane?
No. I didn't see him do it. It's only my partner.
Leon,
yeah, I think so, yeah. Leon, he does a lot of, like, kicks. He does a lot of, like, kung fu kicks.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you just roundhouse kicks, and that's it. And you just kill all zombies in your way. I'm like, okay. The game was weird.
But you told me that zombies were throwing stuff at you?
Yeah. The zombies were, like, turning levers and then, like, ducking blades. I'm like, these aren't even zombies anymore. What's going on? And then axes, and they're throwing axes at me. I'm like, this is kind of weird now, guys. And there was, like, a zombie T-Rex. Like, what's this about?
Zombie T-Rex.
It doesn't even make sense anymore.
It doesn't have to make sense.
It does. I mean, like, keeping the Resident Evil fiction, right? And then there was, like, a zombie shark.
Which doesn't make sense. That one doesn't make sense.
Zombie shark, eh.
It should eat other sharks, then. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Otherwise, it's just a shark.
Yeah, it's true. But it's a zombie shark now. There was... What else was there? Yeah, the last boss was a zombie T-Rex. It was kind of weird. And then turned into a necromorph from Dead Space 2, which is really weird.
Right. Like,
why are you guys just biting off this style? Then it turned into a dog, like a big rhinoceros-looking dog thing. Charge you in a
rhinoceros dog?
Yeah, it behaved like a dog, but it looked like a rhinoceros.
Did it have horn?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
It's all armored up and shit.
So you just pet it and then it died?
Yeah.
Sweet.
No. Every time its face would stick out, like it has a human face for some reason, that's its weak point. Gotta shoot at that shit for some reason. It was weird. And I'm thinking as what's it, Leon? No,
Chris?
Chris, yeah.
Is Jill supposed to be in this game?
No Jill. Ada Wong's in there.
Oh. What happens to Jill? Does she survive at the end of 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you, like, rip the, I don't know.
The controlly thingy?
The controlly off her chest for some reason. You're like, oh, okay, I'm okay now. Go stop him. And you stop him. And yeah, Wesker's son's in there, too. Jake Mueller. He's kind of boring.
But he's voiced by that guy, BioShock guy.
Oh, is it? Same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. But you can't really tell the difference there. And then, yeah. There was this glitch where this is a weird glitch whenever you shoot the zombie's head off, it's like it would stand in midair for a couple seconds and then it would kind of melt and then fall off the body.
What?
Yeah, it's exactly how it sounds. So like its head would fall, it'd be stuck in midair, and you'd see it melt for a couple seconds and then it'd fall on the ground.
That sounds cool. That sounds like a cool death animation.
Yeah, that's what it is. A cool death animation.
You play anything else? Did you play Silent Hill?
No.
Man. I got that game for you first. You should have been playing that first.
Yeah, but
got
the
game for you like 2 years ago.
But I also heard it wasn't a very good game. So? I don't want to buy bad games.
You didn't buy a bad game.
I don't want to play bad games. Aww. My mistake. Because, you know, even Dead Space 2, I'm like, oh man, you guys kind of ruined Dead Space for me. And then I played some Sims 3. For the first week without no internet, I played Sims 3 a lot. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
Did you get a job? What was your profession? Astronaut?
No, I tried. It's really hard. Because you get a limited amount of time before you turn into an old person.
Oh, right. They grow up in these ones.
Yeah, these are weird. And then there was this glitch where it's like one of the characters were nude for a couple of... Like, she would go to work nude and it's like, yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Was it pixelated nude?
No, just full nude.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's like flesh colored, but you don't see, like, there's no, like, detail.
There's no titties?
Well, she has tits, but she doesn't have nipples.
Okay, it's like Barbie doll naked?
Yeah, but Barbie doll naked, pretty much. It's kind of weird. And she went to work naked. It's like, okay. And one of my Sims kept getting stuck in the grass.
Can you pass me another...
Tissues?
Was he doing in the grass?
No, like, every time he would go to work... And every time we would go to work and leave work, you get stuck in one of the items outside.
Oh.
So I had to go in, like, into the debug mode and, like, actually, like, physically, like, type in some bullshit and just set so he can reset to the home.
Oh.
So then I just made him stop going to work at that place and then the glitch stopped.
That's one way to solve it.
Yeah, I tried playing Minecraft. That game's fucking boring.
Yeah, it is. Why'd you ask me to buy it for you?
Because I wanted to see what the hype was about, man.
And at some point you were like...
It was pretty cool. I was like, yeah, but then it's like, oh, wait, it's kind of boring because there's no one else here.
Well, get Jude. I mean, get Phil.
Yeah. I don't want to play Minecraft.
Yeah, why not?
It looks horrible.
It does.
What if I buy it for you? Will you play
I won't
it
play
you?
It, no.
Uh-huh. But I need internet to go to the server, though.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to play Minecraft when you get internet.
Fuck no!
All right. Recommends.
Recommends.
I don't know.
You guys got to...
What?
Get the Krispy Kreme dog.
I'll have one more.
I had three.
Did you?
This is my third.
How about the sugar in me right now?
So that means you're going to be awake. It's good.
Oh, goddammit. Nah, maybe I can play some more GTA.
Oh, yeah, GTA. Well, GTA is fun.
It is fun. I like it better than the first third one.
The first third one? So San Andreas? I mean, GTA 3, you liked it better than that one? But not Vice City and San Andreas?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, good.
First third one.
Oh, no, first, third one. Yeah, no, that does make sense.
Oops.
It would be GTA 3.
No, I like it better than 4. 4 is so boring.
4 is bullshit. 4 is like, moral choices.
No, it's like, oh, I just came into the country, get out of life of crime. Oh, crap, I'm back in life of crime. Oh, well.
Stupid Europeans.
Did you like the reference they gave to him?
Yeah. I know. I was like, really?
Yeah, really? There was this guy in Europe in Liberty City.
I thought that CJ was going to show up in this game, but apparently he died in 4.
Who?
CJ, the main character in San Andreas.
Really? Oh, yeah. What do you mean he died in 4?
Well, I don't know. Apparently if you go to, like, this building, you're going to see this thing. It's called, like, Rest in Peace CJ. I mean, like, your gang name, and it says whatever for life.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's like, oh. So I lost kind of motivation to play.
Which one?
GTA 5. Because I just want to see CJ.
Why do you want to see him?
Because he was a cool character.
Oh, okay.
I like CJ. Phil, what do you recommend?
CJ.
Don't say Just Dance.
No, I recommend Just Dance. I don't care about Just Dance.
You know, you wear the
don't
shirt
wear
a lot.
The shirt like you represent, dog.
I
know.
It's like you work with Ubisoft.
Maybe he doesn't
recommend. Maybe like Ubisoft's like, hey, why don't you just wear this at work all the time?
Some guy, I wore my Just Dance shirt on the last day of Fan Expo.
Right.
And some guy there, I was just talking to the guy at the WB booth.
Why?
About that movie Gravity. So I wanted to see, like...
What's Gravity?
It's about space. Sandra Bullock.
Oh, is that the one where there's...
Yeah. Okay. And he didn't know anything. He's just, like, hard to stand there. I was like, okay. Is this movie, like, just they're out in space? He's like, I don't know.
Okay, I want to see how this ties into Just Dance.
No, and then as I was leaving, he just said, hey, by the way, are you, like, here as a guest, or do you work with Ubisoft over there? Because they had a big Just Dance movie. I was like, no, I just wear a shirt. All right. Yeah, I got it from Best Buy. I worked there. All right, cool.
You hear how you work for Ubisoft.
Wow, that was a really... what's the term when you got high expectations and just...
Big letdown?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, that was a letdown.
It was anticlimactic.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It had no gravity. Now I got to stop.
Oh, now I got it. No gravity.
Now you're too late.
So how was Fan Expo? You didn't tell us anything about your Fan Expo experience.
Well, he said it last time, but you can say it again.
Yeah, say it to me.
It was fun.
Say it to me.
He probably didn't have as much fun because we weren't there.
Probably. No, man. I need you guys there.
Did you see Jerome?
No.
What?
Really? Whoa, that's a first.
What about Terry?
No.
You see Terry Bradshaw?
No.
Yeah. There is the sports section, so. You didn't go to the sports section?
I did, yeah.
Really? Why?
Well, when you first get there, when you pick up your ticket, you actually have to go through it.
Oh, okay, so it's like you have to go there.
It's like, come on, guys.
Then, well, I was there one day, I was there with some friends from work, mm-hmm. and then they wanted to go see Hulk Hogan, so Why? We went to see Hulk Hogan.
Was like, brother.
Yeah,
he was like,
brother. Yeah, I love that. I love when he can never die with that person.
So I saw him.
Did you have to pay to see him?
No, we were just watching him, like, sign autographs.
Oh.
He was selling us autographs for, like, $100.
Yeah.
Whoa, really?
That's not bad. Bobby Orr was selling autographs for like $300.
Who's Bobby Orr?
The hockey player.
Yeah.
For $300?
Yeah. Famous hockey player.
Wow.
But I mean, if Hulk Hogan is a more memorable name than...
Bobby Orr?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So who do you think has more fans, Bobby Orr or Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Even you know, brother. What do you know about Bobby Orr?
I'm not into hockey, though.
I know. But
I'm not even a big wrestling fan. I at least like Hulk Hogan. Like... I know who he is.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, in Canada, I was expecting a lot more turnover for Bobby Orr. If he's famous hockey dude.
Well, see, I think the sports thing did okay because they had a lot of Canadian sports stars.
Like Hulk Hogan?
People who were on Canadian teams, things like that. But if they just got, I don't know.
Dan Riker.
If they got a lot of U.S. stars, maybe not.
Vince Carter. I don't
know. Vince Carter. Yeah.
James Brown.
Yeah, he's in the sports section. He's still alive.
He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did he die?
Long time ago.
A couple of years ago.
Like in the 2000s or 90s?
2090s.
Shit. He's still alive. He already died in 2090. Chris. What? Holy shit.
Where am I?
What the fuck?
Why am I 85?
I know.
What was the other side? I don't have two new. Did they have two new sections of sports one and something else?
No. Just the sports.
Fuck.
How was the blind date stuff?
I don't know.
What's
that? I go to it.
The blind date stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's
the speed dating.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Every time I hear that, I celebrate. I don't know what that is. Every time I hear that, it's always like a weird story of like girls like leaving or no girls being there.
Yeah.
Mostly guys.
I just want
to
go
or
there.
Like they have to
that.
Turn away a lot of guys because there's too many of them and there's not enough girls to pair up with.
But I wonder what the rate what the girls who go there look like.
I don't know. They look like. What the girls look like at Fan Expo.
Yeah, but they're not the hot cosplayers.
No.
Of course they're not.
Yeah.
They're too busy hot cosplaying.
Yeah. Fuck. That should be a term. BRB hot cosplay.
Hashtag hot cosplay. Did you see a lot of news people there?
No,
like,
not really.
Really?
Nah.
Wow. That's bullshit.
I mean, they were there. I just didn't really see them that much because afterwards
see
I would see
a lot of people with cameras recording other people with microphones asking them questions.
Not a
lot. We saw a
I
bunch
did
of
see
that.
It though.
I remember we saw a bunch of, but it looked like it all like small.
Yeah, it's always just amateur people.
Yeah. Like, but did you see a lot of that?
Not too much.
Okay.
But a lot of times I see them, they're not really interviewing people. They're just kind of doing their news report thing.
Huh?
Like, hey guys, here we are at Fan Expo.
Man, look
look
like
behind
Halloween,
me.
But it's
Halloween. Fan Expo. It's Halloween. And they put that as their Halloween special.
Yeah.
I gotta dig up those clips.
What clips?
Chris did his little introduction at Anime North.
And it always started like that.
Oh, okay.
Looks like Halloween.
Has come early to Toronto this year, boy.
That's better than what I said.
Oh, whatever. Fuck Anime Expo. Was there, like, I heard there was a lot of people this time, like, a lot more than, like, years prior.
I guess. It's hard to say because they used both buildings this year, so I think
it was
kind of spread out a little bit, but there was still a lot of people.
It's like a clusterfuck, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it always is.
Yeah.
Remember when I went on the Thursday and was still a lot of people?
Yeah.
I was so pissed off. Like, come on!
Yeah, that's my fault because I told you Thursday was dead because it was the first Thursday last year that they did it. So I said, oh, just come Thursday next year.
No, which makes sense. Wait, next week?
Yeah. The first Thursday, there wasn't a lot of people.
Oh, because I guess no one knew about it. Yeah. I guess. Oh, okay.
Then the next year, Thursday.
It's like everyone found out last year.
Like, what the fuck?
I know. Why are you people here? It's like here? Three What's more days.
I know.
Go to work. Go to school. Don't come here. I don't care about your guys.
Did you at least write Street Pass Fan Expo 2013?
No, I got lazy.
Did you at least get a lot of Street Passes?
I did get a lot of Street Passes.
Okay. Did you see Arthur again?
Nope.
Oh.
You saw Arthur last time?
You saw Street Passes he claimed.
I told you.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
I don't believe. That's why I don't believe you.
You said you saw John Stevens, right?
I've seen him a bunch of times there.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
the first year we went, I saw him in the horror section. And then I think I saw him...
On the Thursday?
The Thursday, yeah. I'm not surprised that he's there.
Why?
Because
it's John Stevens, man. He's a cool guy. I like that guy.
He seemed too cool. He's like, it seemed like he was like, I'm too good for this.
No.
I'm going to listen to my Slipknot album.
That's okay.
He gave his girlfriend a wilted rose. Because you know.
He's deep, yo. He's deep.
Fuck was you. It the other girl in school, the tall
flute
girl?
Player, yeah.
Yeah. Flute who always player. Wore like
the goth makeup?
Yeah.
She was cool.
What was her name?
She was
whatever.
Only, who cares? But she was the only goth person there, right? Like who dressed up that goth?
Nobody else.
Exactly.
She wore the black lipstick and everything.
Yeah.
But at least he gave you shit for it. Like he didn't say like he didn't shove it down your throat. Like he said, yeah, this is what like he didn't like I just knew what he liked by looking at what he was wearing. But he never said, you know, he never tried to convert me, like, oh, dude, you should listen to Slipknot, because it's fucking awesome, you know?
Because he's too good for that.
I don't need
I don't need to convert you. You're already converted.
Why am I dressed in black? Why am I fingernails black? Anyway, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I see him a bunch of times there. What else did I see there? No, that's it.
Jerome.
Yeah, but, you know, he's Jerome.
That's intentional.
That's intentional. Jerome. Like, I was planning on going to Thursday, but then I just opted out. I was like, it's too many people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Mm. Did you take a picture with anyone?
Nope, I did
not.
No,
you took a picture with Ender's Game.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
There was the booth. There was a company that handles that movie. They had a booth there where you could like stand in front of the green screen, and then they put you on the poster for Ender's Game.
That sounds really
cool. I was like, hey. Is this free to do? Yeah. All right. I'm doing it.
Okay. So you're like, is it like the same setup though? Like
what do
the
you mean?
Like the glass. I mean, like they're looking out in the space shit.
Yeah, yeah. They just replaced that character with you.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Hey, what am I wearing?
I know. That's why it's like, what the fuck? God, Pokemon, fuck you.
It looks like
I'm
like,
I don't care.
It looks like Halo. It's like a weird Halo shit going on behind it.
Honestly, if it didn't say Ender's Game, this would mean nothing. It's like, what is this?
I'm
just like, in front of a weird window.
Yeah, or like some other weird Star Wars bullshit.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, what did they send to your email?
They just put it on Facebook.
And you just had to skim through it to find it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like, okay, the picture is from Sunday. There I am. I thought they were going to print one out for me.
Yeah.
So, because after I took the picture, the guy's like, so you get it on facebook.com/E1films. What? Yeah, it's on the website. Oh, okay.
Is it hard to email it to people?
I don't know. Like, print it. Come on.
Nah, too much ink, you fool.
I'll give you $1. Print it.
But, like, email's okay. What's your email address? And then they'll probably get it all mixed up.
Yeah. I'd rather just go to the Facebook page.
Like, you know, it's like they'll sign his email address to that picture. But then probably all the emails address will be like mixed up where it's like you'll get the wrong picture. He'll probably get like hot cosplayer. He'll be like, this works for me.
Or a not hot cosplayer.
Yeah, he'll be like, sure, okay,
he'll
it works for me.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
Hogan.
Hogan.
All right, let's end this.
But you didn't recommend anything.
Hulk Hogan.
I recommend
Puzzles and Dragon.
You fucking God Pokemon. Fuck you.
Puzzle and
End
Dragon.
The podcast
yeah.
there. You got a God
Get a God Pokemon like me. Be a cool guy.
Shut up.
Jude, what do you recommend?
Grand Theft Auto 5.
Cool. Chris, what do you recommend?
Fuck you, your god fucking Pokemon.
That's it. That's it. The podcast.
Fuck you god and your Pokemon. God Pokemon from Chris. Love everyone else.